This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with the former lead singer of the group Foreigner, Luke Graham, who has an amazing story to tell about a health scare and his new book. But first, Univision's anchor from Chicago was kicked out of Donald Trump's event, but returned later to have it out with the Donald again at a news conference. At an Iowa event this week, Donald Trump threw Univision anchor Jorge Ramos out after the journalist pressed the Republican presidential frontrunner on immigration. Trump didn't appreciate Ramos questioning him before being called on. Trump told him, "Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down, sit down, sit down." And then proceeded to call on other journalists who raised his hand. Ramos continued his questioning and said, "I have the right to ask a question." Trump replied, "No, you don't. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision." The Univision anchor then said to the GOP candidate, "You cannot deport 11 million people." A member of security then walked over to Ramos and directed him to sit down before escorting him out of the press room. After Ramos was escorted out, a journalist questioned Trump about the Univision anchor. Trump replied, "I really don't know much about him. I don't believe I've ever met him, except he started screaming. I didn't escort him out." He continued, "Certainly he was not chosen. I chose you. I chose other people. He just stands up and starts screaming." Ramos eventually returned to the press conference, and the two went head-to-head for 5 minutes over birthright citizenship, how Trump would build a wall, and how he would deport illegal immigrants, and more. Trump fought back against Ramos and attempted to get him to acknowledge crime committed by illegal immigrants. If the internet goes down, more than half of the planet will come to a standstill. But some people are preparing for that moment. An expert says 99% of your life relies on technology, and if the internet went out, life would come to a standstill. The expert says you can start preparing by keeping at least a week's worth of food in your house, with canned goods being best. He also suggests limiting your reliance on technology, filling up a couple of spare cans with gasoline, and learning how to filtrate water. A Halloween costume will let people dress up as Dr. Walter Palmer, that dentist who killed the lion Cecil. The costume retails for $59.99 and includes a severed lion's head, a smock, and gloves with fake blood splatter, and some dentist tools for the front pocket. The CEO of Costumish.com says sales of the costume went live at midnight Tuesday, and they've yet to sell a single one. He says they created the costume because they were flooded with requests. He also says they're doing some good with any profits they get, with 15% of all proceeds going to the African Wildlife Federation Justice for Cecil organization. The sitcom How I Met Your Mother has a theory called the cheerleader effect that says people are more attractive when surrounded by friends. A study has now been published by Psychological Science that says when we visually take in a group of people at once, we tend to average out their facial features. The study showed participants pictures of 100 people and asked them to rate their attractiveness. The results showed that people, both male and female, were rated as more attractive in the group shots than when pictured alone. The small man syndrome apparently does exist. Researchers surveyed 600 men aged 18 to 50 about their perception of male gender, their own self-image, and if they've ever committed an act of violence. They found men who considered themselves less masculine than the average male were nearly three times more likely to have committed violent assaults with a weapon or assaults resulting in injury. Lou Graham is the former lead singer of the group Foreigner, and he's out with a new book about his music career and his health scare. How are you, Lou?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, well, I think we spoke a few years ago, and what kind of things are you doing now? Are you performing solo shows around the country?
I am, yeah, and I've been doing that for a number of years, and we started out bright and early. This year, we started right out with shows in April. So it's going to be a good summer.
And, of course, you're known for the vocals with Foreigner and that kind of thing. So that's wherever you go, that's what you're singing, right?
You betcha. You know, I have a good band. The songs sound great, very recognizable. We don't take liberties that make people go, "I don't remember that part."
Tell everybody, because you were the American in the in the group Foreigner, which was otherwise British, correct?
There were actually three Brits, three Americans.
Oh, three and three. Okay, I thought you were the only one. And how did that come about? Because that's a bit unusual. I mean, it's not, you know, crazy, but it seems a little odd.
Yeah, Mick was putting together this band, unnamed yet, and I had met him about 6 months earlier and given him my albums. I was in a band called Black Sheep. We were on Capitol Records. And when he heard the records, he gave my parents a call and left his number. I called him back, and he suggested that I come to New York and audition for his new band. And after mulling it over a little bit, I did go to New York and was accepted into the band, and we started writing songs right away.
Do you have a favorite song from those years that you enjoy singing more than any other?
No, I enjoy I enjoy all of them, and there's some in particular that I really enjoy. But you know, I really like singing "Cold as Ice" and "Jukebox Hero" is fun. "Urgent's" a lot of fun to sing. They're all great in their own way, you know.
Now your book is "Jukebox Hero: My 5 Decades in Rock and Roll." Tell us what prompted you to put that on paper.
Well, I've been thinking about it for a few years. I knew that there was enough information and anecdotes and little stories that it would make interesting reading. And I have a friend here in Rochester who is a sports writer. His name is Scott Petoniak. He's written books on Jim Boeheim of Syracuse, the coach of Syracuse basketball, and other sports figures. And he's a friend of mine, and he suggested to me that he and I should get together and just start talking, and he would take notes, and if it looked like it was going good, we would pursue a publishing deal for the book.
Well, that's great. So are there things in the book that are very revealing about your life and how you handled success?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, the overall picture of how success affected us as a band and individually.
And when you're on tour now, how big is the band that you're traveling with?
It's a 5-piece band, including myself, and we have 3 people in the crew.
And you have a website, lou-graham.com?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. And I see here you had a life-threatening brain tumor. My God, how did that turn out?
Well, it turned out great, but it was scary going for a while because it wasn't cancerous, but it was in a place in my head that some very well-known surgeons told me that the tumor was inoperable and that I should go home and put my affairs together. So at home, I happened to be watching 2020, and they had a segment on Dr. Black at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, and he's the purveyor of laser surgery for inoperable tumors. And it gave his office number at the end of the segment. Next morning, I was on the phone with his secretary, and 2 days later, I was on the operating table in Boston.
Oh, my Lord. What a great turnout for you that you happened to see that TV show.
I know it. That's why I know God's hand was in this, you know? I know it was.
Now, did he have any idea who you were?
Not at first, but he did eventually. And you know, he has since come to see us a number of times. And I bring him out on stage as the man that saved my life.
Oh, do you really get that opportunity? What a great thing for you to be able to say that publicly to him.
Yep, and the place goes insane.
Oh, I bet. I had the same thing. I had a heart attack 5 years ago, and I wrote a book, too, similar to the way you did it. I told it to somebody else, and in the book, I thanked the doctor for saving my life the night he was there when I had the heart attack. So I know a little bit about what you're talking about, and it's so nice to be able to acknowledge somebody that you feel indebted to.
Absolutely. There's nothing else like it.
When you had the brain tumor before he took care of it, did it affect your singing?
Well, it was affecting my long and short-term memory. And I was getting incredible headaches, and it was making my eyes cross. So as soon as we found out that it was a tumor, I came right off the road.
It's so funny, you're singing the song "Double Vision," and all of a sudden you're seeing double, basically.
Exactly.
Wow, wait, what a story. And this is all in the book, too?
Yes, it is.
Tremendous. And when you said Rochester, do you mean Rochester, New York, upstate?
Yes, I do. That's my home.
Really? And so you're still in where you grew up, huh?
Well, when Foreigner started, I moved to Westchester County. Is this an upstate?
Yeah, we're in Westchester. Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Well, we're in Peekskill.
Oh, well, I used to live in Croton on Hudson.
Oh my goodness, is that right?
When I first joined Foreigner, I had a little apartment on Croton on Hudson.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, we do a lot of stuff, and of course they have the Clearwater Festival is at Croton Point Park there, right on the Hudson. So, very familiar with Croton.
I know it well. Yep.
Yeah. Well, listen. I hope your tour comes anywhere close to where I am, and I'd love to hear you sing. You have one of the most distinctive voices in rock and roll history, and did some of the best songs ever. So I'm glad to hear that you're still able to perform after this brain procedure.
It was a long road back to normalcy, you know.
All the best, Lou. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you on the road.
Will do. All right, sounds good. Bye bye now.
With Lou Graham of Foreigner, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.